Let's now take a look at an early Jewish Christian work called the Didache. In fact, the Didache, which literally means teaching, is considered by scholars to be the earliest written work by believers outside of the apostolic writings themselves. It was written perhaps as early as the end of the first century. There is even a church tradition that it goes all the way back to the 12 apostles themselves, with its full title being The Teaching of the Lord Through the 12 Apostles to the Gentiles. In it, we get a glimpse of what tithing systems may have looked like in the earliest believing communities. In chapter 13 of the Didache, we read, "But every true prophet desiring to settle among you is worthy of his food. In like manner, a true teacher is also worthy, like the workman of his food. Every firstfruits, then, of the produce of the wine vat and of the threshing floor, of thy oxen and of thy sheep, thou shalt take and give as the firstfruit to the prophets, for they are your chief priests. But if you have not a prophet, give them to the poor. If thou makest bread, take the firstfruit and give according to the commandment. In like manner, when thou openest a jar of wine or of oil, take the firstfruit and give to the prophets. Yea, and of money, and raiment, and every possession, take the firstfruit, as shall seem good to thee, and give according to the commandment." This is one of the most perplexing passages of the Didache itself, but nevertheless scholars have mused as to what is actually spoken of here. First off, the form is much like what we read in rabbinic halakha of the period, and it is speculated that this section of the Didache was part of a Jewish oral tradition that circulated around the time of the destruction of the temple. It was subsequently placed here in the Didache with some rewording. It is difficult to know whether firstfruits here actually refers to firstfruits specifically or is an idiom for tithing in general. Unlike in the Torah, where the firstfruits are given to the priests, in the Didache, the firstfruits were given to the prophets. As a parallel in Judaism, Hub von Desandan and David Flusser point out that even after the destruction of the temple, the rabbis encouraged the people to continue to tithe, and there is speculation that tithes were then specifically given to Levites who were rabbis, that is, teachers as well. The phrase, according to the commandment, appears twice. Once in reference to the bread firstfruits, which appears to be alluding to the mitzvah of challah, and once in reference to taking a firstfruits of all of one's possessions, which could refer to the rabbinic interpretation to tithe on everything. Also, it seems that this represents the halakhic practice of Gentiles living outside of the land of Israel after the destruction of the temple. According to both Acts 15 and rabbinic literature, the laws of tithing would not be fully incumbent upon Gentile believers. The Didache's instructions, then, are instructions for Gentile believers, teaching them how they may participate in the commandments and principles of the Torah tithing system. Torah Club explains, "The early believers were Torah keepers, and they wanted to continue keeping the commandment of challah even outside the land of Israel and even in the absence of the descendants of Aaron. The Didache reports that the early believers used to separate the challah portion of their dough and give it to the prophets. The prophets among the early believers were itinerant teachers who traveled from one believing community to another, spreading the gospel and speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They were not allowed to ask for money, and they depended on the generosity of the community to sustain their ministries. In the event that there are no prophets or ministers of the word in a community, the Didache instructs its readers to give the first portions to the poor." It shows that the earliest community of believers saw the importance of the tithing system and sought to perpetuate its observance even after the destruction of the temple and with the influx of new Gentile believers. Although these ideas are picked up again in later documents of church history, the Didache seems to be the most grounded and rooted within Judaism itself, and thus has a ring of authenticity as to the practice of the early believers. Torah Club Volume 1 also brings an important verse from another early non-canonical apostolic text called the Epistle of Clement. Clement was an early believer, perhaps one of the original disciples of Peter. Clement, like the apostolic writings, uses the tithe-like metaphor of first fruits in an allegorical sense, but Clement uses it to describe the Jewish people. When writing to the Corinthians, Clement quoted a passage from Deuteronomy to demonstrate how God had divided the nations of humanity, but chosen Israel as his own portion. He went on to quote an unknown source that speaks of God taking Israel out of the nations like a farmer taking the firstfruits from his threshing floor. Just as the firstfruits are set aside from the rest of the crop to be a holy gift to the Lord, so too Israel is set apart from the other nations to be God's holy people. He writes, "When the Most High divided the nations, his people Jacob became the portion of the Lord, and Israel the lot of his inheritance." In another place it is said, "Behold, the Lord takes for himself a nation out of the midst of nations, just as a man takes the first fruits of his threshing floor, and from that nation shall come forth the most holy." We do not know where Clement found the verse about God taking Israel like a man takes the first fruits, but it's a beautiful image. From the midst of Israel comes the most holy, which might be a prophecy regarding the Messiah. Clement uses the verse about Israel's elect status to encourage the Gentile believers in Corinth. "God has made us partakers in the blessings of his elect," he tells them. And he says, "Seeing, therefore, that we are the portion of the Holy One, let us do all those things which pertain to holiness." Although once again tithing is used in a metaphorical sense, it does show that Clement is quite familiar with the Torah's commandment of firstfruits. We have seen that through the Gospels and the Epistles, all the way to the book of Revelation and beyond into the Didache and the Epistle of Clement, that the theme of tithing appears quite frequently. It is spoken of both in a practical sense, such as in the Master's mention of it in Matthew 23, but more often in a metaphorical sense, as we see through Paul's letters. This constant mention of tithes and firstfruits proves that both Yeshua and his disciples, as well as the entire early believing community, considered tithing to be a matter of great importance. Additionally, just because something is spoken of often in a metaphorical sense does not negate the original literal application. Judaism has for centuries allegorized the commandments and their meanings, while at the same time insisting on staunch observance of the actual physical commandment. That's because for Judaism and the apostles, all of these allusions and instructions are based on the tithing system as it is found in the Torah. Tithing was considered a way to both honor God for his goodness and at the same time keep one's heart in a state of humility and submission. Both of these are frequent themes in the apostolic writings. In the next disc, we will set aside the topic of tithing and discuss the overarching biblical themes of charity and generosity.